Hey everyone, it's Scott Ferrioli from DVC-Rental and Buy and Sell DVC. We just want to wish you and your families a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hello, and welcome to the WDW Review, and happy holidays, everybody. We're in the home stretch. This is your host, Chris, and I'm joined by my co-host, Stacy. How are you, Stace?
I am very merry. How are you?
Very merry. We're in the home stretch. Yay. You got all your Christmas gifts bought. Everything's at the house.
Very, very close. I have an eye appointment tomorrow, and so when we go to the mall for that, I'm going to pick up the hopefully the last of what I need. I still have to get my dad and Scott's dad something. I know Scott's dad's listening, so if you're listening, can you send me a text? Let me know what you want for Christmas. Those two are my toughest to buy for, so hopefully something will spark my imagination when we're out at the store. Otherwise, they're going to get a gift card to someplace, probably.
Stacy, I have been inundated with Stacy Nyman autograph picture requests this
year.
Oh,
that's true.
I'm going to need to have to, yeah, exactly.
I could just check off everybody on my list with those.
Nice. We'll get some frames and some pictures.
Yeah, you don't even need the frames. Just the pictures are just fine.
We need to get an appointment at Glamour Shots for you and me.
Oh, yeah. JCPenney.
Great glamour shots. There we go. So as we mentioned, happy holidays to everybody. So including Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, everybody that's in a holiday festive mood, we love you. And, you know, your family, it's all about, you know, just being together right now.
Absolutely. So, yes.
All right. Stacy, share with me your favorite memory from Christmas when you were a child. Or, you know what, let's not even include just child. Let's just say your favorite Christmas memory. What do you got?
So when you asked me that before and I just thought about Christmas, it comes down to me of the smells. And I know that you're a very smell person as well.
You wanted to say smelly. You so wanted to say smelly person.
I stopped myself.
You did.
But like when I think about just growing up, like I can just like the smell of the Christmas decorations, it kind of has like that basement smell to it, but it like brings the memories mixed with the fresh Christmas tree, because we'd always get a fresh cut Christmas tree. My dad would get it from Michigan on one of his trips up there and bring it home. And then just like the glow of the old timey, like old timey, like in the 80s. So it's like the big bulbs that would get super hot, okay. Mixed with just all of the familiar ornaments. And I was thinking about that when I was decorating our tree this year, that I feel like our kids don't have that necessarily like I used to, because there's so many distractions nowadays. Like mm-hmm. when I was a kid, we would just kind of hang out in our living room and that's where we would all be, and like watching TV or reading or whatever, you just be there. But you know, kids scatter everywhere now, and I just don't think that they have the attachment to these ornaments that I would just, you know, I could picture them all like mm-hmm. just in my brain. So just kind of the whole atmosphere of the tree and the smells associated to it is just brings back such a good nostalgic Christmas feeling.
Stacey, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. And my story is going to be completely on the opposite side of the spectrum. It's not traumatic. It's not family dysfunction, but I have some really good memories. My parents were really smart about eventually realizing that preparing for Christmas is a lot of work on Christmas Eve. And we celebrated Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And they realized after we had, you know, there was three boys, there were girlfriends involved, my grandma was still alive, my aunt. It was like, let's just make a reservation, go to a restaurant. So for a few years, we used to go to the same restaurant in Chicago on Foster Avenue called Noodles. And I don't know if you even remember it, but it was on a corner of Foster Avenue. And we used to all pick anything from the menu. And we had just wonderful family dinners at a restaurant. Then we came back home for the desserts and the gifts and whatnot. But my favorite memory, and everyone's going to say, really, that's what you remember? God love her. My grandma's passed away for quite some time now. My grandma died when she was 94 years old.
Wow.
And my brothers and my mother have birthdays in December, December 21st. My mom was December 22nd. My other brother is December 27th. So we would be going out to eat the 21st, the 22nd, the 24th, the 27th, this massive like going out to eat fest. So my parents probably spent a fortune. Before my grandmother passed away, as you get older, your tolerance for liquor gets less and less and less. So stick with me, listeners. I promise there's a story here. And I could remember going to a coffee shop where my grandmother, she must have been 91 or so at this point. I probably shouldn't even say the story. She ordered an old fashioned, and that one drink went into her bloodstream almost immediately. And my grandma, who was a very mellow, soft talking person, was loud and rambunctious. The whole family could barely contain herself. And she wasn't obnoxious. She was just laughing. It was just like we could hardly contain the laughter.
I love it.
At Christmas time, it was such a nice, like, genuine moment. And, like, we never saw our grandmother ever get drunk. And this was completely unintentional. Uh-huh. It was just at this point in her life, she was celebrating Christmas.
I love it. That's the best story.
We love talking about it. It was grandma over the top. Anyways, so we're here with our Disney podcast, and it's a great time of year. And one of the things that we love is combining loves in our life, right? So we've got Disney, we've got Disney ornaments, we've got music, we've got all this good stuff. But how do we tie in the holidays and Disney in our homes, right? So Stacy and I could literally go to each other's homes and look and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you got that. That's amazing. But we've got this amazing friend and listener community called EDCOT, EDCOT. Join us. We love to have you. And we asked them the question is, how do you tie in the holidays and Disney at your house? How do you celebrate with Mickey and Santa and remember that is Jesus' birthday? How do you tie all that in together? So we figured instead of us just spouting off stories about our grandmothers getting drunk at coffee shops, how can we tie in, you know, other people? So we threw it out there. We got some really good answers and we got a few more of our own. So you want to go first, Stace?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So first we have Laura Fitzpatrick.
Laura Fitz.
She said, I've got my Mickey stockings for my boys. I was able to find a matching one for Aiden. So I have the green 2020 release for all three of them. I have many ornaments purchased from Walt Disney World and various decorations. I'm definitely missing Walt Disney World this year at Christmas time, though. There's no better place to spend the holidays.
Okay. And then I've got Jenny Berger, who also chimed in and says, we have Disney stockings and our tree is full of Disney ornaments. Other little touches like our tree skirt, train, and throw blanket are all Disney as well. Do you have Disney stockings, Stace, or are they like from like L.L. Bean or where are your Christmas stockings from?
We have two Disney stockings that I think that we've just picked up at Target. I have a Mickey and a Minnie. And those are Griffin's and Britta's. And then we have, then Sophie has one that I made myself when she was born. And then Ethan has just a generic Santa one, which we always like to laugh that he has like just the generic one. But I think if I could have found four different Disney ones at the same time, we would have gotten all four. But it's a little Disney touch there.
Nice.
How about you?
Our stockings are not Disney. They're L.L. Bean. Because everybody gets a stocking, including my dogs. So,
did you get one for Sam yet?
At Christmas time, Stace, we put out all the stockings, including dogs that are no longer with us.
Oh, so, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So Big Gracie, who died many years ago, has got a Santa, big Santa face. So we put them all out. So in the Malik house, literally the display space, it goes for the dog stockings. And like the kids' stockings are at the bottom of the cabinet. So, but that just is what it is.
It is. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Karen Geringer said, we have Mickey and Minnie inflatables in our yard. My kids hug them all the time. And she put the cutest little picture of her kids out hugging these inflatables. And I could just picture like a little bit too big of a hug of an inflatable might send them toppling, which would also provide some entertainment there too. But if you're on EDCOT, go check out her picture. It's very cute.
We have inflatables that are Disney as well, too. But if you live in Chicagoland or anywhere really north of Indiana, winter is pretty rough on those inflatables. Those have a very short lifespan. So, yeah, we have to get ourselves some new ones December 26th, I'll have to go into Home Depot and hope to grab one or two.
I've always wanted them, but we don't have we don't have the outlets and stuff outside to do that. So we'd have to do some rewiring and stuff. And then part of me is also like, some neighbors have them and things, but they put them on their porch or they put them behind a fence. So I'm like, I don't know. And we're kind of close to the main road. I have a feeling somebody would come and, you know, vandalize them or something. So I'll just admire other people's.
And if you listen to the last show too, one of the things that we face here is if you don't get your decorations down at like a reasonable time frame, if you get snowed in or snowed and then iced in, those babies are out there for like months, you know. Yeah. You might not get them back till St. Patty's Day at this point.
Or they'll just leave them up all year like one of our neighbors does.
Right? That is very early. Uh-huh. All right. Rhonda Lee. I like to make fancy wine glasses. And in our group, she's got Mickey and Minnie sitting on a log of wine glasses. And it's adorable. Rhonda Lee once sent me, okay, I'm going to go on a little side mission here. We had our Edcott ornament exchange, which we talked about in the last show, where like people would just like, hey, let me draw names and we'll send you each other's ornaments. As opposed to, I keep Rhonda Lee's ornament out all year long. She sent me a sea glass ornament I just think is the most beautiful thing of all time. It stays out year round. So God love it.
Rhonda Lee is one of the most talented people I've ever seen. Like, she just is always coming out with something that it's like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Oh, I made it. And she's so humble and modest about it too. But she's just so talented. She's so crafty.
I struggle to build Legos correctly. And people like this are so, right? Okay.
I made a wine glass.
Yeah. All right. You're up with John.
John Krull wrote, drink a Lapu Lapu while watching Mickey's Christmas Carol. We also enjoy watching the Disney Christmas Parade. And we know that John loves his Lapu Lapus. I wonder if he does like the whole pineapple too. Like, he does.
Describe Lapu Lapu, Stacey. What's in it? I know you've been down.
I don't know exactly what's in it, but it's a dangerous drink because it doesn't taste like there's any alcohol in it. And I actually have had a Lapu Lapu with John Krull, which is like, should be a bucket list and it should be an item on everybody's bucket list. But it's like a pineapple-y punch that's inside of a pineapple that you can buy at the Polynesian at their bar up near Ohana. So they do a very nice job. They have a lot of pineapples. That's really fun to kind of watch them make those. So,
and literally, if you just said it's a bucket list, are you telling everybody they have to go with John Krull and drink a Lapu Lapu? Because I know John right now, he is absolutely raising his hand and said, yes.
It should be on everybody's list because he's a delightful person. And it's fun doing his favorite thing with him. So
he will take one for the team. Cassandra Callahan. Every day I turn on YouTube and I have this particular video of 10 hours of Christmas music. We referred to this last show, playing in the living room. I work in an entirely different room, but I think the dog enjoys it and it helps boost my Christmas spirit. So do you have a YouTube Christmas music that you enjoy, Stace?
I didn't even know this was a thing. So No, I don't. But now I'm going to look it up because that would be nice to play at work just in my headphones.
Well, she sent a screenshot. So let me help identify where you'd find it.
Yeah.
So you could probably type in 10-hour loop Christmas in Disney, but Document Disney Radio has a 10-hour loop Christmas on Main Street, USA music for 10 hours in the Magic Kingdom. So there you go. If you want to go and hear Christmas music from Disney and Disney parks, also, you could probably just pull out Sorcerer Radio or Subsonic Radio, and they actually have a holiday station you can hit, and it'll play different music from the parks, all across the world.
All right. The next one is from JJP, James Jamie Price. He, of course, has a little bit of a snarky response there because we wouldn't expect anything different. JJP says, I overspend on everything, then have regrets later. It's just like being at Walt Disney World. I can definitely relate to this one, but right. It doesn't bring me joy. Come on, JJP. I'm talking about things that bring you joy.
We'll have to have a show on how to avoid overspending at Disney.
We would be the number one podcast in the world if we could come up with ways to do this. So let's do it.
Yeah. Everyone right now in your car, not in your car, when you're done driving, raise your hand if you overspend at Disney. If there's not everybody that ever listens to this show is raising their hand, you guys are all fibbing at Christmas and Santa's looking at you funny. All right. I'm just going to tell you. Amy Van Swole, we have Disney decorations, the tree, the stockings, and various other things. It's more like a Disney Christmas threw up at our house instead of a sprinkle. I've been to Amy's house and I've seen the ornaments. Again, like the last show, Stace, Loungefly, it's nice. Mouse ears are nice. But Disney ornaments, that's where they make money. Oh my goodness.
They do, I know. Right?
And everyone walks into that store just like a fly to a fly catcher. It's like, oh, I need to buy that.
And all their personalization that they can do and things like that. Ugh.
Exactly.
So beautiful. All right, okay. Tim Van Swole said, Disney Park Christmas music loops. Most of our Christmas decorations are Disney connected and acting childlike whenever it's socially acceptable. Or, I mean, socially unacceptable is fine as well. So
that's the whole point of being a Disney fan, right? Exactly. You don't really have to grow up. Rick Forbes says, we watch Disney Christmas movies along with our other Christmas movies, and we have our Epcot Christmas ornaments. There we go. A shout out for the Epcot Christmas ornaments. Stacey, what's your favorite Christmas movie, and what's your favorite Disney Christmas movie? Or are they one and the same?
I really like Elf, I think. It just as the years have progressed, like that is one that I can watch over and over again, but also National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is also very, very good. Christmas movies seem to be the kinds of movies I can watch just over and over. Mm-hmm. As for Disney, I really love the Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas. It's a series of, I think, three or four short films that has a very special spot in my heart because Sophie loved that so much. We would watch it all year round over and over again. And I could probably recite it by heart, but it's just a good piece of nostalgia. And they're really cute movies as well.
Nice.
How about you?
Well, I like my Christmas movies to have Christmas as just an underlying message, just part of the story, but not the main part. So I'm not a big fan of like, oh, this needs to be a Christmas movie. So I'll just say it. I like Die Hard because Christmas plays a role in the movie. It's the holiday party at Nakatomi. You know, I get that. I really enjoy that as well,
too. I have not ever seen Die Hard. I know. It's so shocking. I need to. And every year I'm like, I'm going to watch Die Hard. But you know me, I'm not like a super huge movie fan. So it has to really draw me in to really want to watch it. And that just hasn't been one that's drawn me in. But I need to rectify that.
Stacey, it's good. I mean, it's 80s action, so it's a little over the top, but it is. It's probably more aggressive than you're prepared for, but it really is a good movie. It's fun. Bruce Willis is at his best when he's just up and coming as one of those, you know, action heroes.
Right.
So another one that I enjoy, I do enjoy the original Home Alone and even Home Alone Part 2. Mm-hmm. Those are really good movies. They're fun. You know, we like driving to the sites in Home Alone because we live in that area.
Yes.
So, and
I love doing that too.
If you are a Disney movie person, I'm going to give you one that you're not thinking of, but Marvel last year released a series called Hawkeye, and it dealt with one of the Marvel characters, and the whole series kind of came out around Christmas and deals with the topic of Christmas for Clint in the first episode. And it really felt seasonal and enjoyable. So watch the Hawkeye series around Christmas time. There's about six or so episodes, and it really is kind of cool. Christmas plays a very small part in it, but that's how I kind of enjoy it. I kind of enjoy being seasonal with it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tyler Lee, a Christmas Disney shirt, of course, and he has one on in a picture that he shared here. It says it's the most wonderful time of the year. Mickey Mouse head with some lights on it. Looks like maybe somebody made that for him. So that's always fun too to kind of don your Christmas apparel and then just throw a little Mickey Mouse into it.
Stace, what do you have at your house? What do you have? How do you tie in Christmas and Disney specifically? What are things that you think about that you, you know, put out or celebrate or
So we have a whole bunch of ornaments. We try to get one every trip that we go to, or every year. If we have multiple trips in the year, we might only buy one ornament for that year. But also the Epcot ornament exchange. Whenever I get one, and I haven't done this year, I need to. I write on the back of it in Sharpie who gave it to me and what year it was, because I will forget. And it's always fun to take those out and just to remember who gave those. And then we have a couple of popcorn buckets. I'm not a popcorn bucket collector. I don't go nuts over the whole popcorn bucket thing. But for Christmas, they make really cute decorations. So we have a Toy Story alien with a Christmas hat, and then a Mickey Mouse holding lights, I think. But they're just like big and cheerful. And so we have those up. But just like, we have touches all over the place. We don't have a whole lot of Disney in our house just in general, but for Christmas time, we have a whole lot out. So
It's wonderful. Yeah. We know about the diamonds and popcorn buckets. So this was the Christmas version of the popcorn bucket.
Forgot about that. Yes.
Right.
It just all comes full circle all the time.
Very good. If you've ever been to Walt Disney World, you'll know that like the holidays is a big opportunity to make money in marketing. So if you want it, they'll sell it. They'll sell you a tree skirt, and they'll sell you this, that, and the other. But this is kind of a tie into what I have, as well as a tip, is if you can go off site right after Christmas and go to the character outlet or the character warehouse, all Christmas at Walt Disney World, as soon as the season's over, they're done with it. They're moving on to the next thing. It's going to become Flower and Garden really soon. So Christmas will be like 40% off, 50% off. And if you can drive or stockpile it or ship it back home, we've got some amazing things. We've got a tree skirt that's just phenomenal. I mean, it's beautiful. We have a Mickey Mouse rocking horse, as well as just ornaments. They'll sell ornaments for $5, $6, $7 that are $29 at the store. So if you can make it down there a few days after Christmas, or if you're down there and you get it off site, do it. It's so worth it. It makes it, you know, it makes it completely worth your time, even with an offsite travel. But we have a number of things like everybody else. I love the fact that they talk about Disney music. And though I don't watch YouTube for music generally, like I mentioned earlier, I do listen to Subsonic. And Subsonic Radio, just how it spells, S-U-B-S-O-N-I-C, they have an app. It might be the best audio listening app for Disney music. And they have different streams. And they might have 12 or 13 different streams. They have Halloween. They have Holiday. They've got Country Junction. They've got Living Seas. They've got a bunch of... And you just hit the stream and the music will play all day long. The nice thing about that app is it doesn't just play Christmas music per se. It'll play attraction version of Christmas music. It'll play parade version of Christmas music. And I should say holiday music. I'm sorry for, you know, but it'll play it from Disneyland Paris, from Shanghai, from Tokyo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So there are songs that have played in here that I've never heard before as far as Christmas. But as soon as you listen to it, you're like, oh yeah, that's a Christmas song for sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it really is. It's a cool app. So, you know, we're not partners in any way, but when I want my Disney touch around the holidays, that's what I go to is Subsonic Radio. And, you know, it brings it with me at work or wherever in the car. So if you're listening today and we wanted to make this a short show because we realize you're probably running like a chicken without a head, grabbing up last minute gifts, and you're trying to prepare your house, clean your house, make your feasts. We wanted to wish everybody, you know, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Kwanzaa. You know, we want to wish you a Happy Hanukkah. And we just want to know, we want you to know that, you know, we're grateful. We appreciate you being here. And we want nothing but the best for you during this holiday season. So for Stacy and for myself, I'd like to thank you and wish you a Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, everyone.